Under the proposal, Napa Auto Parts would be the city's primary auto parts supplier and would set up shop in the city's maintenance facility. The more than $3.5 million agreement with Napa would last for 3 years and would be part of Springfield's effort to consolidate the city garages. During Tuesday night's Committee of the Whole meeting, a few aldermen wanted to know how the city came to choose Napa rather than local vendors. City Budget Director Bill McCarty says the company has a presence in Springfield and is one of the few businesses that can work this type of arrangement.
Napa is the most mature. They started this operation. They started this in the industry, and it's really not that old, maybe 15 years or so, maybe a little longer, maybe 20. But it's something that is still relatively new, but it's being adopted more and more across the country.
McCarty says the plan could save the city up to $1 million a year. Reducing the number of city garages was a recommendation of the Sangamon County Citizens Efficiency Commission. However, aldermen say they want more information. Instead of voting on the idea at the next council meeting, it was kept in committee and will be discussed further. I'm Lee Strupinger.